This is KCUR 89.3. Yesterday, we heard how expensive bull semen is shaping the world's beef herd, but a lot of genetics are still spread the old-fashioned way. There's a new tool that helps farmers zero in on specific traits. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Houston explains why that will matter to consumers.
About 100 people gather inside a large barn for a cattle auction in Salisbury, Missouri. They sit down in bleachers surrounding a sales ring. 88 cattle are up for sale today. Most will fetch a few thousand dollars. As the bull from Lot 20 is brought into the ring, the auctioneer describes it with words and numbers.
You want to talk about a genetic masterpiece. He's a bull that's going to grow to the top 1% of the breed for wean weight and for yearling weight.
Genetics, top percentage points. This Lot 20 bull, whose name is Southside, was DNA tested to see how he compares to others in the Angus breed. Next to his photo in the sales catalog is what looks like a baseball card. It includes his birth date, weight, and a chart of statistics from his DNA test.
I got enough to get on 2,500 bid. Now 7.5.
Ranchers always analyze how a prospective bull's progeny have developed over generations. But now, science is gaining ground. The American Angus Association introduced a genomic testing kit in November. For $37 a pop, ranchers can send a tissue or blood sample in and receive a readout on how a bull's genetic makeup compares to others in the breed. All 88 cattle selling at the Salisbury auction had been tested. Kelly Ritalik is the genetic services director for the Angus Association's breeding arm.
Genomic testing allows us to basically find animals that are better for traits like marbling earlier, that have a bigger tendency to basically pass down those traits later on in life as parents. And so that's how we create a better product for the consumer.
Ritalik says the Angus Association has 467,000 genomic profiles of cattle to reference when it analyzes a DNA sample. Researchers help narrow in on traits that indicate which bulls would produce the fastest growing calves, which would grow the biggest ribeyes. Jared Decker is a cattle geneticist at the University of Missouri.
If we have a genomic-based, a DNA-based genetic prediction, there's less possibility for that genetic prediction to change as we get more data back on that animal. And so it's taking some of that risk out of the equation.
Predictability helps cut costs for ranchers. And down the line, that could mean lower prices for consumers, Decker says. But for DNA tests to be useful, ranchers have to benchmark their livestock with measurements and ultrasound scans that correspond to the DNA. Wes Tiemann is a cattle sales director and producer from Central Missouri. He was running the auction in Salisbury.
If we're not turning in those weights and if we don't get that hard information, those scans, 5 years down the road, our DNA doesn't mean anything to us because the DNA has changed, these animals have changed and evolved through selection pressure.
Tiemann says more clients are asking about the genomics of cattle for sale every week, and he expects that to continue as demand for beef grows. And that's the final piece of the picture. Across the globe, people are hungry for beef, quality beef. Coming down the pipeline, researchers are working on tailored DNA tests that can better predict how productive cattle will be in specific environments with humidity, elevation, or toxic vegetation. Back at the cattle auction in Salisbury, Missouri, hands shoot up and heads nod at the auctioneer for the bull named Southside. The price jumps up to $9,000, $10,000, $11,000.
Well, last call. Thank you for what you did do. At 11 time, you're going to get 12, you're going to get 12,000. So 11,500, 11,500.
Southside is the most expensive bull sold tonight. He will go off to a farm to breed for a rancher trying to grow the highest quality beef for the lowest input costs. And at next year's cattle auction, ranchers likely will have more traits available in each bull's genomic profile for decision making. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.